All right, hi. Welcome back to the Diabetics. It has been a long, long time since I've posted a new episode. Today I'm going to be here with my friend Nathan, who I actually met at Camp Hendon, which I've talked about before. He's never been on here before. I don't know if he's ever done a podcast, but yeah. Nathan, go ahead and say hi.
So.
Yeah, so Nathan, because I probably should have talked to you a little bit about what we do before I actually invited you on. Yeah, basically we just kind of sit down and talk mainly about diabetes because that's what the podcast is about.
Okay.
Yeah, so how long have you had diabetes for?
I think I'm going on the 6th year.
Six, wow. Yeah, this November it'll be 10 years for me. I got it when I was four. So you got yours when you were
Six.
six. Nice. Yeah. So, a question I usually ask people when they first come on is, what is a stereotype about diabetes that you really dislike, or like that happens to you a lot?
That like when you eat like a bunch of sugar, you get diabetes.
Yeah, that's what a few people said so far. That's a big one that, which technically is true, but not for type one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one I personally hate the most is that whenever I tell someone I have diabetes and then they see me eating sugar,
Oh yeah, they're
they'll be
like,
like,
I
"Oh, I
thought you
thought you had
couldn't eat
diabetes.
sugar.
Yeah, I thought you couldn't eat it," or something like that. It's just always kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, like I usually say on here, we always have fun at Camp Hendon, and I don't think I've asked you yet, but what was your favorite part about camp this year?
Just going to camp, actually.
Yeah. It was really nice to see everyone. And I recently looked it up and there is a it's called a teen retreat weekend in September where we basically go back to camp for a weekend. Friday to Sunday. Yeah, you have to look it up, but it's pretty cool if you wanted to go.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Honestly, like you said, it'd just be fun to go back and see everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah. Because nobody ever really gets on here except for one person at a time. And at one point, I have one recording with Lizzie and Brayden, and that's it. Every other time. So it's good to have someone new.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you have the t-slim, right?
Yeah.
Have you gotten the new Control IQ?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for people who are listening who don't know, Control helps your blood sugar down by automatically giving you corrections and increasing your basal.
But sometimes, like at camp, it just dropped you all the time.
I know. Me and you were both really low a lot of the time. And you know Leland? Well, and his blood sugar, if you look at his charts, it was 69, like 80 at camp. It's hilarious.
Small price to pay for 69.
Yeah. It's funny. So, I was gonna say something, but I don't remember what. So, what's been up lately?
Nothing much.
Nice.
Oh,
Yeah.
got a new desk.
Cool. Yeah, I just got back from Florida, which kind of sucked, or at least in the beginning, because my Dexcom fell off.
Oh,
And
did
we were
you
on the
hear
road.
about like the Elsa hurricane or some crap?
I was in that.
How was it?
Surprisingly, not bad. I think I put it in the group chat. I caught a shark in the middle of the hurricane. Or me and my dad went shark fishing here. It was fun.
Just like a deadly hurricane, you're just chilling with like a freaking Sprite, just shark fishing.
That's pretty much what it was, yeah. Which kind of set up, well, we were going to bring chairs, but then we realized how bad of an idea that was in a hurricane. We just kind of set up our pole. And we just cast it out, and after about half an hour, we got a few bites. The first one, we actually hooked the shark, and it just snapped the line off instantly. Then we threw it out there again, and we got another bite. That one actually stayed on. It was a black tip. That's the one I caught. But me and my dad didn't have our phones, so I couldn't get a picture. But it was fun. Just like, even if we didn't catch anything, it's just cool to say that we've been fishing in a hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the winds never got like over 50 miles an hour. Yeah. So, which I'm pretty sure Haley said she was going to get on, but if she hasn't already, then she's probably not going to.
Okay.
But yeah. And what's cool is, which I'm going to go ahead and put the sponsored segment here in a second. So I'll have to end this recording and start a new one. But okay. I'm using this, which you know is called Anchor. You should download it if you want to start a podcast. It's actually really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go ahead and sponsor segment now. All right, so sorry to anyone who's listening. Nathan couldn't get back on. He couldn't tell me why, or he didn't tell me why. He just said he couldn't get back on. And I had to run and do some stuff, and he still couldn't get back on. So this episode's going to be cut a little bit short, but thank you for listening. And I'll hopefully make another episode soon, like I have been. But yeah, we'll see you then.